This is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. 18-year-old Randy Cooper lives on a farm in western Mississippi, 3 miles south of the town of Chula. As part of the series Teenage Diaries, we gave Randy a tape recorder and asked him to document his life in rural Mississippi. Randy decided he wanted to research the civil rights movement in his county. What he learned led him back to his own family. This is Randy's story.
What's up, man? What's up? That's the dog right there, the little puppy.
My name is Randy Cooper. I'm 18 years old, and I live here on a Dawson farm in Holmes County, Mississippi.
Here you go. Peas we plant here, and greens over here, and corn. We have something like about 15 pecan trees. Well, we call them pecans, but y'all may call them pecans in the city. Man, all these bugs flying around, I don't know, all over my head and everything.
Gonna watch out for snakes in here. As you can see right here, this is where my great-grandfather used to hang different varieties of meat here and smoke it out. This is about 70 years old right here. For it to be 70 years old, it's still up pretty good, though.
Dawson used to be a plantation maybe about 150 years ago, 120 years ago. Now, you know, a lot of people, you know, well, but mostly black, have little parts of Dawson.
What's up, Newt? Huh?
I'm the oldest grandson that's down here, and like I said, maybe one day I will go ahead on and farm on my own. If I get it in my blood some type of way, then I will, you know, keep it up.
What's up, man? You still ain't fixed that trunk down here?
We'll hold that down, man.
Which part?
Hold the trunk down.
As far as do I like living here in Holmes County? Well, there's a yes and there's a no. I like it, but like I say, you know, in Holmes County, we something like the third poorest county in the nation, in the whole nation. And there's absolutely no McDonald's in Holmes County, no mall in Holmes County. Basically, Holmes County is just farmland.
Come on,
hey, Ted, y'all ready? My mom had just made it from Greenwood, so we just sit down, just eating and everything like that. And I'm walking in the living room. We have a beautiful living room, and here I'm standing right here where there's a TV and a VCR. Actually, we have TVs in all our rooms. It's coming on through here, and now I'm in my room with it, I share with a brother and turn this light on here.
The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, oh baby.
I know it don't sound too good, but.
You know, life is funny when you look at it. Everybody wants love.
Telephone ring. What's up?
This here's Meredith on the phone, not who I'm talking to.
What's up, Mary? Huh?
Meredith, she's my girlfriend. We've been dating now maybe about 8 months.
You're not gonna talk to me? Why? Then you don't want me to record you? Why? Do you love me? Huh? But if you love me, you'll talk. Meredith, I'm not recording you now.
My great-grandfather's name was Ozell Mitchell, and he played a major role in the civil rights movement throughout the late 50s and early 60s. I'm seeking information about my great-grandfather because the simple fact, you know, he died 2 weeks before I was born, and I never really got to know him personally.
What's up, Quitta, y'all? These my next door neighbor, Quitta. She's about, Quitta, how old are you? About six, Quitta. See, I'm doing this project for National Public Radio.
What y'all
gonna do? Just basically talking about everyday life around here and everything, and about my great grandfather.
Grandfather?
Yeah, he dead now.
And just flipping on in this book right here. Yeah, right here, this is a picture of my great-grandfather, Ozell Mitchell, showing him with his hat pulled over his head here. And it's a Ozell Mitchell photograph on his farm. He and his sister, Alma Mitchell Carnegie, were two of the grassroots people who began the Holmes County movement in the early spring 1963. A lot of people know about Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and all the others, but most people my age, a little older around here today, they don't know the civil rights really started right across the fence or right, you know, down the road, you know.
Southern Echo is an organization that teaches and trains young people to be better people.
I'm about to interview Leroy Johnson here about my great-grandfather. Leroy, what did you hear about my great-grandfather and what type of guy was he?
Well, I remember the whole thing of going down and watching as a small child the building of the community center and seeing your great-grandfather up on top of the roof kneeling with his little chapeau, his little hat on. You know, he had this little hat that he pulled down to the front of his head, and when the sun got hot, he'd pull it down a little bit further, and it was one of those things that I will forever remember. Because Ozell Mitchell, without him, it never would have been a civil rights movement in Holmes County, Mississippi. His thing was that for black folk to be first-class citizens, they had to have the right to vote. And that if we as a people were given those opportunities, we could be lawyers, we could be doctors, we could be the best farmers in the world, we could be anything that we wanted to be.
I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Hey, Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you remember when I was telling you that you know, I was doing this little project about Granddaddy and about the South in the 60s?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're trying to learn more about him?
Oh, yes,
I didn't know you were paying that much attention.
Yes, ma'am. My great-grandmother's name is Annabelle Mitchell. She's 92 years old. She now lives in Cleveland, Ohio. Well, she told me they had been together ever since she was 13 at the time. Okay, Grandma. Okay, so life back then, it was way harder than what it is now for us.
Oh, it was terrible. We wasn't voting at that time. And Mr. Mitchell started. It was ready to same vote. And we went to the courthouse. They made us lay down on the grass. And they said, what y'all come here for? Get your tail off of here. They treated us like dogs. Honey, we had a terrible time. They started turning both half a fire. And his wife and daughter were in the house.
The fire bombing of Hartman's Tumble House, well, it was a turning point because the sheriff and the Ku Klux Klans and all the white people, they kind of found out that the blacks was no longer afraid of them and they was willing to die and stand up for their rights.
Okay, you said y'all was at a meeting or something at Turnbull House?
They had a meeting at Turnbull House. He just left from there. And when he got to the back door, his three men were standing in the back. Ku Klux Klan.
On the Ku Klux Klan.
That's right. They hollering, oh, it's a man out there, oh. And Turnbull come out of the house and started to shoot. Pom, pom, pom. And he sure pulled that trigger.
I'm going to just give you a little brief description of Hartman Tumble's house. Okay, all right. It's sitting here about 600 yards from my house here on Dawson. When the Ku Klux Klansmen came around, okay, they kind of surrounded the house right here. I think that they set all this here fire. And Hartman Tumble, he was loading up his gun. And he came out, ran the front door right here, shooting. And they ran around the side of the house back towards the road on the side of the gate right here. And this is where they drove off. They later found out that it was a sheriff department vehicle. See, we're gonna find it in a minute. Yeah. Yes, the picture of Sheriff Deputy Billy Joe Gilmore is on page 41. And Billy Joe Gilmore, he's kind of standing here in his uniform, kind of with his hand on his hip.
He was chief deputy of the Holmes County Sheriff Department back then. You know, they said he was along with the Klansmen the night of the shooting at Hartman's Tumble's house.
I'm here next to Mississippi about to do an interview with Mr. Billy Joe Gilmore, attorney at law. I thought maybe if, well, I came man to man enough to ask him is that he would be man enough to tell me.
Yes, Mr. Gilmer, how you doing?
Fine.
My name is Randy Cooper.
Yes,
sir. Okay, so you was in law enforcement first, right?
That's correct.
Okay, do you recall anything about the bombing of Hartman Tumbo's house, anything about that?
I remember that, and that was prior to me going to work for Sheriff's Department. I do remember that.
Well, could you kind of give me a little outline of what took place that y'all did y'all investigating on?
That was before I was in the Sheriff's Department. I don't have any details on it. All I know is what I read in the newspaper.
Once you read the newspaper?
That's correct.
He denied ever being a part of the bombing of Hartman's Tumbo House.
Well, anytime I can help, you know, I'll be glad to.
Okay, Mr. Gilmore. See you later.
I kind of figured that he wasn't, you know, really on up to it or whatever. Even at the interview, I even asked people about it, and they laughed and said, well, believe me, he was a part of it.
But, you know, the Billy Joe Gilmore that I talked to, he was just totally different from what I heard of him. He sounded like just the average typical guy.
My two nieces, yeah, 5 and 3. Mia, how you doing, Mia?
Okay.
You got a little cold, don't you?
Yeah.
My great-grandfather, Mr. Ozell Mitchell, he was a real man. What I'm doing now, I'm going to try to pass it on down through, let people know, you know, hey, I have some very important people in my family, too, you know.
My name is Chris Cooper.
Yeah, she said her name is Krista Cooper.
My great-grandfather, this is the quote that he said one day, that Mississippi can't change and Americans can't change until blacks were granted their rights and right to vote. He made that quote there, and you know, it does kind of, you know, well, right now I got a smile on my face about it because, you know, I'm happy, you know, to be his great-grandson, and I'm happy that he did this just to make a change.
This story was written and recorded by 18-year-old Randy Cooper and produced by Joe Richmond as part of the series Teenage Diaries. Next week, we'll meet Amanda, a teenager in Queens, New York.
I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go now, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.